Hey everyone. Welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of 5-minute inner child healing with yours truly, Laura Bennett. If you're feeling scattered, overwhelmed, or like you're constantly pushing yourself through life instead of actually living, then girl, are we talking today? Because creating a safe and supportive environment for yourself is not just some fluffy self-care trend, it's the foundation for true inner peace and happiness. Think about it. When you feel secure and loved within your own space, everything else starts to fall into place. You radiate confidence, attract positivity, and handle life's curveballs with grace. But let's be real, sometimes our own minds can be the biggest saboteurs. That inner critic whispering doubts, that constant need for external validation, those fears holding us back, they all create a chaotic energy that makes it hard to feel truly safe. So today, we're diving deep into how you can cultivate that haven of peace within yourself. Ready to build your own personal sanctuary? Let's do this. First things first, ditch the perfectionism. Ever notice how striving for perfect actually breeds anxiety and keeps us stuck in a loop of never being good enough? Perfection is an illusion anyway, darling. Embrace those messy moments, celebrate your imperfections, and remember that growth comes from stepping outside of your comfort zone, not staying rigidly within it. Next up, practice radical self-acceptance. This means loving yourself unconditionally, flaws and all. It's about acknowledging your strengths, but also embracing your vulnerabilities. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer to a close friend. You deserve it. Now, let's talk boundaries. Think of them as invisible walls that protect your energy and emotional well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you, prioritize your needs, and surround yourself with people who lift you up. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Remember, our inner critic can be a real pain, right? But we don't have to listen to every negative thought. Challenge those limiting beliefs, reframe them into positive affirmations, and start speaking kindly to yourself. You wouldn't put down your best friend, so why do it to yourself? Finally, cultivate mindfulness. Take time each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your surroundings, your breath, your feelings. This helps ground you, reduce stress, and create a sense of calm within. A little daily meditation or even just 5 minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Picture this. You're finally at home after a long day. You've got that warm cup of tea in hand, your favorite cozy blanket draped over you, and the soft glow of candles creating a relaxing ambience. This isn't just some Pinterest-worthy dream, it's about actively creating a sanctuary for yourself, a space where you can recharge, unwind, and simply be. It starts with small rituals. Lighting those candles, putting on soothing music, dimming the lights, maybe even taking a few deep breaths before you even step through the door. It's about turning off the external noise and tuning into your own inner world. So remember, creating a safe and supportive environment for yourself isn't just about physical spaces, it's about cultivating that inner peace and resilience that allows you to thrive no matter what life throws your way. Take all of those key takeaways with you. Ditch the perfectionism, practice radical self-acceptance, set those boundaries, silence that inner critic, and cultivate mindfulness. These are your tools for building a stronger, more secure foundation within yourself. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of inner child healing. You never know, you might just inspire them to create their own haven of peace. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.